Yo, what's good, folks? What's up, homies? It's your boy Trap Dragon Z, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, I'm talking about what would life look like if you lived it like solo leveling. I'll get into what the anime is about, the potential I feel like this anime has, and if you applied that thought process of building skill points and applying them to the attributes that you want to, what would life look like for you? Let's get into it. So first off, either if you looked at solo leveling and said, this is one of those anime that is just going to be a hype train that's not going to live up to it, or maybe you just been living under an anime rock for a minute and haven't got a chance to actually look at it. But solo leveling is one of the most popular anime that's out right now, and I think it's for good reason. If you don't know what it's about, I'm about to give you a quick ass breakdown, meaning I'm going to try to get through the fluff. I'm not going to try to give you any spoilers, and I'm just going to keep it real with a summary from my perspective. So basically, it's this show about hunters. They are magical humans who have these abilities, some of them strong as hell, some of them weak as they get. And our main character is on the weaker end. And like when I say weak as hell, I think that's his name. I think he is the weakest hunter that ever lived, but they go into these dungeons to fight these big ass monsters, and they vary. It's kind of like it's giving you Elden Ring vibes, where you go into dungeons and raids, and you know, you're trying to complete missions, but it's the real deal. If these monsters come out of these dungeons, they actually attack the human race. So our main character, the weakest guy, is basically going into this dungeon. And he just trying to get some stuff. He's trying to get his runes, his stones. I'm not going to get into what the individual stones are, but y'all get the point. He's trying to get some good loot, and he's trying not to get killed in the process because he is the weakest that exists out there. If he come on your mission, you know it should probably be a field day, because if he there, it can't be that tough. But in the specific episode that we're talking about, the pilot, that was not the case. They go into this area, and slight spoilers ahead, it don't go the way that they thought it was going to go. It ends in the character coming to this near-death experience, but waking back up. And now he's woke back up. And usually the case is when you have these magical abilities, you can't get any stronger. But in this situation, somehow, some way, he can. And he opens up this basically digital tablet, whatever the hell it is. It's something. It looked like a tablet floating in the air, and it shows his attributes. And one thing that I was thinking about is, what if everyday life looked like that for you? You woke up, you had a blank slate with attributes and different type of activities you could do to build up your skill points and apply them to different areas. So if you could do this, how would you live your life? Just to give you a little bit of context, nobody else can see this screen that's floating in the air for the main character. So it would be like that for you too. And a lot of times he looks awkward, as if he's looking at something that isn't there, but it's there. And it does provide him with a visual of attributes and skill points that he can apply to these attributes. And just naturally, my nerd mind thinking, what if real life was like this? Now, I know from a metaphorical standpoint, we all wake up with a blank slate, and the ability to invest time into skill building in our real life. And that's all fine and dandy. And I do think that if you were to look at it from that perspective, you could apply that to your regular life. But in this situation, I'm asking, what if you actually had that ability the way the main character does? There is this digital screen that no one else can see, and there is these different things that you could do, different challenges that you could go on to try to invest skill points into the attributes you want for your life. What would you do? How would you spend that time? How would you spend each day, and what would you put those points into? Because I think it's a pretty interesting question. Would you be extremely fit and spend all of your points into fitness? Would you be more on the mental side and put that into intelligence and try to build out to be like the smartest, most lucrative person out there. But what would you do if you had the ability to see this screen that lets you put different skill points into different attributes? What attributes would be important to you? I think it's a pretty interesting question, but overall, I feel like Solo Leveling is going to be one of those big anime, and it already is getting pretty popular. I know that as soon as I turned on Crunchyroll, it was there sitting in my face ready for me to hit play. I've been hearing about it for a minute, but once I actually watched it, I was like, yo, this has all the makings to go for a long time if they wanted to, or for a short burst like Cyberpunk Edge Runners, if you like that. But nevertheless, it has all the ingredients, I feel like, of a top tier anime. You have a story that I'm interested in. You have a very unique ability in what I feel like is more of a standard power setup, where you have like magic and it's vague enough to do what you want to do with it. But it's also complex enough where people could really get diverse with how they use their abilities and what you might come up against. And while right now there's no main antagonist outside of the different type of beasts and dungeons they go into, the mystery behind how the character got his powers, what he's going to do next, who's he going to end up fighting, and just within the 6 episodes that they let us see, is so much plot that develops. So I think that it's going to be one of those big anime. I think it has a ton of potential. But I do want to ask that question to y'all. If you lived your life like Solo Leveling, what would you do with that ability? How would you spend your skill points? What attributes would you be interested in most? Let me know in the comments and or a voice memo on Anchor. This is Trap. Thanks for listening. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the podcast. Just wanted to remind you that there is a voice memo section on Spotify that allows the audience to give their 2 cents in a speak your thoughts section that I put out for the podcast. And essentially, I just put out your voice memo, and so everybody else can hear your thoughts. And I'll tag you if you want to, just reach out to me via social media. I'm on all of them. But wanted to let you know that that option does exist, because I feel like it helps build us closer as audience and hosts. And I think it's, you know, a little bit of a freebie for anybody who's looking to just, you know, get out there a little bit more, or you just want to share your thoughts with the world. But let me know what you think. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. Hope you have a great day.